The media loves to trot out college professors as a way to shoot down every attempt to resist federal power. They're cited as experts, and they almost always favor more federal power. Today, we're going to cover a common example which shows they often don't have a clue what they're talking about. A South Carolina TV station recently did a story on several bills filed in that state to ban the use of state personnel or resources to enforce federal gun control measures. As we've covered here previously, this is a very effective way to bring down federal gun control because the federal government doesn't have the resources to go it alone. The reporter quoted a local politics professor from Coastal Carolina University. Frederick Wood claimed the Supremacy Clause in the Constitution made the bills unconstitutional. Clearly, this guy doesn't understand what the words in pursuance mean in the Supremacy Clause. But that's not even the point. The Supremacy Clause only becomes part of the discussion when state and federal law actively conflict. For example, if South Carolina were attempting to regulate commerce across state lines, then one could make an argument that the Constitution delegates the power to regulate interstate commerce to the federal government. But these bills are doing no such thing. They're not attempting to overturn a federal law. They're not even attempting to assert authority over anything the feds are trying to do themselves. They're simply using smart strategy and exposing an Achilles heel. That is, the feds don't have the resources to enforce their own gun control without help from the states. Even the Supreme Court has repeatedly sanctioned this hands-off approach in four major opinions over 170 years. The so-called anti-commandeering doctrine simply says that states don't have to help the federal government enforce its laws or regulatory programs. You'd think that a constitutional expert for the local news would know at least these basics. But by shooting his mouth off about the Supremacy Clause, Frederick Wood showed us that he either didn't even read the bills or he doesn't have a clue what he's talking about. Between you and me, it's probably both. Either way, like many other professors, he's unqualified to be cited as an expert on the Constitution. My name is Michael Bolden, reporting for the 10th Amendment Center. Thank you for watching.